Houston Station on 24 Council Water.
Station Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead, Sergey.
Good day. I have completed step 2, procedure to decimal 735, and I'm ready for continue.
And Sergey, can you confirm Yerevan serial number 1524?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good number, and you are go to continue.
Copy.
And for your awareness, offload time is going to be 26 minutes, and ground commanding is complete, and you also have a go in step 3.3.
Copy, 26 minutes. Houston Station on 2 for transporter.
Okay, Houston's with you on 2, and you have a go in step 6.1 of your procedure 2.735.
Copy, and I set position education station, and EDV number 1524 is full.
Copy EDV full, and copy the position there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sergey Mikhaev regarding Yerevan fill activity. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris. Just wanted to let you know that the Yerevan fill activities are complete and PWD is go for use.
Awesome. Thanks very much. Sorry, I saw Sergey all done with it. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Houston, airlock on 2.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I am I'm ready to get started with the loop scrub tasks, if it's not too early for you guys. You're welcome, I've got the cameras set up, and you're welcome to come on board in the airlock in Node 1. I was going to do some stowage pre-gather, but after that, if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to just get started.
Checking. And Chris, you are go to begin your EVA loop scrub activities, and we thank you for setting up the cameras. Unfortunately, we don't have KU coverage. We should have it back, and we'll need it for the EVA Haas install activity.
Sounds good. Yeah, I still have a bit of stowage and stuff to gather, so I don't anticipate I'll be that much ahead of timeline. But yep, sounds good.
And while I got you, we've completed steps 1, 2, and 3 of the first scrub init activity, and you can pick up the procedure in step 4.
Copy that. You completed 1, 2, and 3 of that first init procedure, and I will pick up. In step 4, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for airlock camera view when able.
And I'm with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, we'd like for you to tilt the camera up a little bit for a better view. The Node 1 camera specifically.
Node 1 camera up a little bit, yep, copy that.
Good view, thank you. Copy A-OK.
Houston, airlock on 2 with a stowage note question for the Medox canister number 5.
With you on 2, Chris.
Houston, airlock on 2 with a stowage note question for Medox canister 0005.
We're handing over, but we'll catch you on the other end. And airlock Houston, Chris, we should be back up with you on 2 now. Go ahead with your question regarding Medox canister 0005.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stowage note line 10, and it says that 0005 Medox canister should be in a 1.0 CTB labeled EMU Medox number 2. I do have a 1.0 CTB 5140, but it's labeled EMU Medox number 1. It's quite full of canisters, and I don't, before I bust it apart, I just wanted to double check if that's the correct CTB or if it should be a different Medox CTB before I go digging through it.
Checking. And Chris, while we're checking the label for that CTB, if you look on step 6, the note right below that. So this Medox canister is currently installed in the EMU 3003, and we're going to have you restow it in this CTB. We're just verifying if it's going to be number 1 or number 2. And that'll be at the end of the day.
Yep, absolutely. This is where it goes back to. Yep.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris regarding that stow note. So we do want you to put that canister 0005 and the 1.0 CTB. It's labeled EMU Medox number 2. However, the the serial number in the stone note is incorrect. That's a good catch. The serial number you should be looking for is 5046, and it should be in the same location.
See that? Yep, it'll go into 5046, Medox number 2 when it comes out. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep, and thank you for catching that.
Then airlock on 2 with a PGT battery question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, when I was disconnecting the LTA from 3003, I found PGT lithium-ion batteries hooked up against the airlock vent intakes. PGT battery serial number 1004. I'm guessing this came out of the mesh bag when I was unstowing the Reba, but I just wanted to double check where it should go back to.
It can go back to the mesh bag.
Copy that. And Houston station on 2. I'm complete with loop scrub init part 1 and moving on to the Haas install.
We copy and we're following you. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Hey, we see you've made good progress on that EVA Haas install activity. We would like for you to report the serial number. This was a note right after step 3. Might have missed it. Just need to verify serial number of that hut is 2028.
Ah, sorry about that. Yep, I totally did miss that. Let me get you that serial number.
Yeah, no worries. It wasn't a call down. It was specified very clearly.
And I can verify that I see serial number 2028 written on the inside of the hut.
Thanks, good number. Continue.
Yeah, yep, thanks for checking me.
Anytime, thanks for verifying that. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris. No response required. We're seeing that you are bracing yourself against the BCM there. Just wanted to make sure that you secure your feet either at the bottom of the ECM, the handrails, or ETA. Yep, you got it. Thanks, brother.
Houston, airlock on 2. I believe this is totally expected, but just want to confirm there's definitely a few drops of water on this DCM cover plate.
And Chris, thanks for checking. That's expected. No issue. Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris. I got caught in a handover there. But, yes, thanks for reporting that. A little bit of water is expected. No issue.
Awesome. Yep. Sorry. Got you in the handover. But, yep, that makes sense to me. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Houston, airlock on 2. I'm going to ask you a silly-sounding question, but just to be absolutely sure. I have a Ziploc bag labeled Hut ORU Scrubber, and inside it there is a Pliss adapter serial number 1001 and a DCM adapter serial number 1001 and a stowage plate serial number 1001, but I don't see anything that just says Hut ORU Scrubber 1001. I'm assuming this is it, but there are always some gotchas and just wanted to make sure.
And Chris, you are correct. That is the Haas you are looking for. Happy thumbs up.
Houston, airlock 2 for a tool question.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I need to grab the 5 to 35 inch pound torque driver from the EMU RU toolkit. But it is not in there. I'm pretty sure we had temp stowed that in the mesh bag for the triple jump EVA. I think we were using that for a torquing test. So I think it's in that mesh bag, which I unfortunately don't know exactly where that is. I think Zena or Mike temp stowed it somewhere. There is another 5 to 35 inch pound torque driver in the EMU ORU toolkit in a Ziploc bag labeled stowed for return. I'm not sure if that one is usable or if it's okay, I could also just use the IVA one. What do you think?
Checking. And Chris, we'll need a couple of minutes.
Happy, no worries. And Houston, airlock on 2. I found the triple jump tools bag in a 10.0 in Node 2 Deck 2, and I found the torque driver in that, so I can just use that if that works.
Hey, good job, Chris. That works for us. You're go to use that tool.
Sounds good. And then just for my SA, should I be restowing that in the triple jump mesh bag, or should it just go back to the ORU toolkit after I'm done?
Checking. And Chris, we'd like for you to restart in the triple jump EVA mesh bag after you're done. And then while I have you, we see a ammonia cartridge bag is blocking the view of one of the cameras. You could move that out of the way, please. Thank you very much. That's a much better view.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me know if anything else floats in there. We've got a rather crowded ceiling. I managed to get everything in the crew lock, but the ceiling is full of Emer bags. So I've tried to get things out of the way, but something floats in front. Just let me know, and I'll adjust the tempo.
Copy, Wilco. We got a good view for now. Thanks.
And Houston airlock on 2. I'm done with step 50 of 1.528, and just wanted to pass down a note. I think I've got good bend radiuses on all the cables, but it does look like the Hut ORU scrubber, the way the black boot is made on the connector, it kind of leads it to having a pretty sharp bend radius, just the length of the tubing and then the length of the black pieces that keep it straight. Just an FYI, I think it's a less than 3-inch bend radius, but I don't think there's anything that you can do about it other than have slightly different black shrink wrapping on the tubing.
Chris, we copy, no concerns. And FYI, there's a floating towel to your right. Good catch. Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2, Fort Chris, at your convenience regarding the Haas hoses.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, if you could, we'd like for you to reference figure 12 in the Haas install procedure. And what we're seeing, I guess, from our angle is that the bend radius is a little bit tighter than what's in figure 12. And I don't know if that's because connector there is a little bit closer to the Hut, neck ring. I don't know if it would help to push it further out. No play, I see.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, these black boots that are on them are pretty stiff, and so I can try to wedge something in there to hold it out, but the memory of it basically wants to bring it back into line. It's like the length of the tubes and the spacing, and then the fact that these black boots are pretty rigid is kind of forcing these pretty sharp angles. I could try to put like a towel in here or something to try to just keep it from springing back, and that'll keep it a little bit more neutral.
Chris, we'd like a photo of the current config, and we'd want your opinion on whether or not you think the flow will get basically restricted in any sort of way.
Yeah, sure thing. Photo, or you'd like me to just bring the camera down?
Yeah, if you want to bring the camera down, that should work.
Houston station on 2. I think, let me try grabbing a couple of towels and seeing if I can put them between the tubing and the neck ring to kind of stop it from springing back into that kind of sharp angled configuration. Definitely let me know if you guys have any ideas or thoughts on that. I don't think like reorienting the Hut will change anything because it's really, there's not really stress on it. It's really the fact that the Hut is wide and the cables on the Haas are not, or the tubes on the Haas are not particularly long, that's causing it to kind of just want to spring back into place.
We concur with your plan. Go ahead and place the towels there on the neck ring.
Copy that. Wilco.
Hey, Chris, thanks for that work. That config looks good to us, and you are go to continue.
Yeah, I think it looks a little bit better with those towels. Not great, but I think it looks like it'll be all right.
We concur.
And Houston, airlock is ready for the reports in step 59 when you're ready.
We're ready. Go ahead.
Copy that. I'm starting with the aft EMU, which is serial number 3003. That is connected. Water processing jumper 1007, which is then connected to scrubber 1009, which is then connected to LCBG serial number 3337.
Those are all good numbers, Chris.
And next I have on the forward ETA, EMU serial number 3005. That is connected to water processing jumper 1008, which is then connected to scrubber 1003. And then that's connected to the husk.
Yes, those are all good numbers. You are go to continue.
We go to continue. Houston, airlock on 2. Got the start of the loop scrub at GMT 1252.
Chris, we copy GMT 1252. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2. How are you feeling about those camera views? Let me know if you, how you want me to adjust things.
Chris, we'd like for you to zoom out a little bit on that Node 1 camera. That might have been a little too much.
Sorry, say again?
You can zoom in a little bit.
Copy. Zoom in a little bit.
All right. This is a good view. Thank you, Chris.
Copy. Good view. Thanks. And please stay airlock on 2. Good inspection of the forest plates. No water observed. So I am complete in this procedure.
And we copy. Good report. Yeah, we agree. We're done with this procedure.
Houston, airlock on 2. My 70-minute timer has expired, and I'm picking up in 1.528.
Chris, we've got you on space to ground 2. Copy, and you're go.
Copy, go. Thank you. And Houston, space ground 2, apologies. I misread the procedure here, but I've got, just wanted to confirm that I've got biocide filter serial number 1010. Connected to EMU 3003.
Chris, we concur, expecting serial number 1010 connected to EMU 3003. Good numbers.
Copy that, and I'll get the other one on 3005. Houston, airlock, I've got EMU biocide filter serial number 1005 connected to EMU 3005.
We concur, serial number 1005 connected to EMU 3005. Good numbers. So go to continue in step 117.
Happy go to continue. Houston station on 2. Ionization started GMT 1425.
Houston copy. It's 1425. Thanks.
And Houston station on 2. I've completed the HAB removal from serial 1099. The HAB adhesive all ended up stuck on the helmet. I did peel most of it out, but I think all of it out, but I still think there's some residue left. So I do think this helmet would benefit from a residue cleaning at a future point.
Houston copies, and we will track that.
Okay, I took a couple pictures, so I'll downlink those.
Awesome. We'll look for them. Hey, Chris, while I have you, per our normal Friday afternoon cadence, we're expecting just some minor cats and dog tasks to come your way. Would you like us to call those up to you as we receive them, or would you prefer for us to package them into evening DPC?
You can feel free to call them up as they come. I've got a pretty, pretty flexible afternoon, so that works for me.
You copy, Chris. We'll do that. The only thing we're tracking for you right now is if you can check the SSC and the FGB. Please check the power and Ethernet connections, and if required, go to reboot.
Copy that. FGB, SSC, check power and Ethernet, and reboot if required. I will do that shortly. Thank you.
Good read back, and if you need it, that's SSC 18 in the FGB. Thanks.
SSC 18. Thank you very much. Station on 2 for SSC 18.
With you on 2, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it did have good power. The power connector is a little bit loose, but I saw a good charging light. The Ethernet cable doesn't look in great shape, though. It looks like the clip on the connector is broken, but it also looks like the wires are pulling out of the connector end a little bit. I didn't see anything like obviously broken, but the outer sheath of the cable is kind of pulled off, and you see the inner wires of the Cat5 or whatever it is cable. I tried wiggling the Ethernet cable around and was not able to get it to show a network connection at all. So it just has the network disconnected icon up.
Okay, thanks for that report, Chris. We will discuss next steps. In the meantime, can you please configure that SSC for wireless?
Can do. I'll switch that one over to wireless. Thanks.
And Chris, while you're there, if you could physically bring that Ethernet cable from SSC 18 and the FGB over to the U.S. segment to temp stow, we appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2, SSC 18, now successfully configured for wireless.
Instant copies. Thanks, Chris. And can you also please bring that Ethernet cable from the FGB back to the U.S. segment? You can temp stow it and let us know where you put it.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. And it didn't look... I'll go check on it. It didn't look like a standard Ethernet cable. It looked like it had Ethernet on one end and maybe a different connector on the other end, but I'll take a look and I'll bring it back.
Thank you.
And Houston, station 2, I've got that Ethernet cable back. Let me know where I should snatch it.
Checking. Chris, back with you on Space to Ground 2 for a stowage location.
Ready to copy.
We recommend Node 1, Deck 4, Delta 1 Locker. In a 1.0 CTB, serial number 5582, and a Ziploc labeled laptop and PIP checked hardware.
Okay, Node 1 Deck 4 Delta 1, 1.0 CTB 5582, and a Ziploc labeled laptop and PIP.
That's a good readback. Yeah, laptop and a PIP, as in plug-in plan, suspect hardware. And since you've reported that this cable is a little bit off nominal, if you could see any serial numbers or any identifying information, we'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. It has a barcode on it that I can read you right now or crew note, whatever's easiest.
Whatever's easiest for you, we can take it right now.
All right, it is an RS Ethernet cable, 5 meters, and the barcode on it is 0004 1715, and then Romeo, letter R is in Romeo. So 0041715 Romeo.
Houston copies all. Thanks, that's very helpful.
Houston, station on 2. I completed the EMER 1A 2.2 update in 74-0143, so all the EMER 1A books have been updated.
Houston copies. Thanks, Chris.
Spill, station on 2. The LSG work volume is deployed.
And we copy, Chris. Thanks.
No problem. Houston, airlock on 2 for the loop scrub.
Chris, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
I was going to pick up with my loop scrub tasks and wanted to check if I had to go in step 136 if we met our temperature mark.
That's a firm. You are go in step 136. We have met all requirements.
Copy that. Continuing in step 137.
And Chris, while I have you, I do have one delta for the deconfig procedure for step 242. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right. In your procedure just above step 242, there's an XTP comment that says the MEDOX canister serial number will be replaced with MEDOX simulator serial number 1007. That's incorrect. We want you to replace the MEDOX simulator with serial number 1003.
Yeah, so in the note just above step 242, the correct serial number is 1003.
Good read back. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and a towel check.
Head on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we're just looking at the video. There appears to be a white towel close to your left foot. We just want to make sure that it's not blocking the vent for the fan.
Copy that. White towel next to my left foot. I am looking.
And that's on the forward EMU, on the water processing jumper.
That is not blocking the vent. There's sort of a good finger, there's about a finger width of space between it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for checking.
Houston, airlock on 2.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, just a heads up. I was just inspecting the SCUs, and I noticed on SCU-1 on the actual SCU, like it was interfering with the operation at all. It just, was just a little chip out of the corner.
Thanks, Chris. We copy that report on SCU number 1. We appreciate the update, and we'll take a look at the pictures, but no change to today's operations.
Deal. The Houston airlock on 2.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I'm having a heck of a time getting everything restowed back in that airlock 1 forward 1 with the extra EMU battery, an extra L-Reba, an extra Medox canister. It's maybe I can get it to fit if I spend a fair bit more time on it. But I think I'm going to just kind of leave it partially in for now and move on to the HUD disassembly. But if you guys have any ideas on stowage management in there, I tried pulling everything out and making it as neat as possible, but I'm not sure it'll fit. I'll keep working at it.
Hey, Chris, we copy all and certainly understand the challenges. We concur with your plan to move on, and we'll brainstorm down here on some alternate stowage ideas.
Awesome. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Stowage Tetris at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2.
All right. We have a suggestion on how to alleviate your stowage challenge. You ready to copy?
Yeah, ready to copy.
All right. First, big picture, the reason that it's even more crowded in there than normal is because all of the batteries are staged for an activity that you've got on your plan on Monday. With that, what we recommend is taking a 0.5 CTB, serial number 5161, as well as the orangish-brown mesh bag labeled Reba hardware, and stowing them inside the airlock at your discretion.
Okay, I'll take the 0.5161 as well as the orange mesh bag and just attempt to throw them in the airlock. Yeah, that works for me.
Three bags.
And this is Comtech on Space Ground 2, test 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.